Coming up, Cooperative Extension and Search are presenting a workshop to develop food preservation experts who can teach in their communities. In Ketchikan, this is happening April 16th and 17th. And here to tell us more about that is Sarah Lewis. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. So I hope I got that right. I think I got
you did, actually. No, that was actually really good, because one thing that some people don't necessarily always realize is that it's important to have the right knowledge, the most current information when you are canning for yourselves. But we also have so many experts in Southeast that we want to draw on, but sometimes they don't know that they have all the right information, or maybe the people in their community don't know that they have all the right information. So we want to fix that and get more people learning and teaching.
And I believe Cooperative Extension often comes through and offers canning workshops and things like that. Is the idea to reach out to communities so they can put on those workshops themselves without having to send someone in?
That's exactly right. That is definitely part of it. And it's kind of a bittersweet thing for me, because I love to travel around Southeast. I'm centered in Juneau, but especially over this last year, Search has given me funds to travel around Southeast over the Prince of Wales. And, you know, I went to about 15 different communities in a year, and I love it. But budgets and funds being what they are, it's hard. And so Extension is all about teaching skills and getting people to be self-sufficient. So working with Search, we decided to put this together to do two more travel to Ketchikan and Sitka. I've already done the workshops in Juneau, but two more travel for me, but to bring people in from outside of Sitka and Ketchikan so that we can spread it out there. And there's other things other than just canning as well in terms of classes. Every year, anyone who has a pressure canner that has a dial gauge, that needs to be tested every year. And that's actually something that sometimes can be hard to do, because that's what Cooperative Extension does. And so people either need to mail it into me, or they need to wait till I show up in the community. A lot of these people who we are training up through Search and just community members, they will actually have the skills to do that testing themselves. So they can hold events in their community. Either there will be a tester in the community, or I can mail it to them. So that's another actually pretty important food safety program that we do through USDA, and we're going to extend that a little bit further throughout Southeast.
And I do know that that actually is coming up, I believe, next week at the Ketchikan Public Library.
That's correct. When I'm in town, I'm going to be doing gauge testing. Last time I was there, it was awesome. There was a line out the door. It was about a year ago. So it's about time to get gauges tested again. And then in the future, it might be a local person who's able to do that.
And what kind of people, I guess, are you looking for to be these teachers? And do they have to become a expert in their community who teaches, or can they just take this course to learn for themselves?
You can absolutely just take this course to learn for yourself. You can become certified at the end of it if you choose to. Some people, if you've done the class, you might as well, even if you're just putting it up on your wall for yourself. But so you can do it for yourself. I know that there are a couple of people, I don't know about exactly in Ketchikan, but I think there's some folks who are coming in Sitka who are actually going to be adding this to a business as one of the things that they offer. So part of the Search grant that I'm working under is actually all about trying to do food entrepreneurship. And this is actually a little bit of that as well, not necessarily to sell the food, but to offer the classes to people to do this. So yes, you can do it for your personal use, or you can do it for a business, or you can do it if you just want to offer classes to friends and community members.
And this is coming up April 16th and 17th, which is a Saturday and Sunday. How would people register? And I understand, talking to you the other day, that there is a deadline and it is fast approaching, or maybe is already here.
It's pretty close. The deadline really has to do with before the hands-on workshop, we are offering an online course. It's seven lessons that we want people to complete before coming to the workshop. The workshop that we're offering normally is pretty long. I actually, in Juneau, I offered over six different, it's six different days. So we're consolidating it, but to make that possible, people need to come to the class with some information in their brains. And so it's really the registration, people can stop. I think it's next Wednesday. But if you really want to have some time to get through the online course, I highly recommend before that. And the registration, and I apologize, it's a website, but it's bit.ly/CES-workshops. And you can go there to register, or you can call my office in Juneau, 523-5280.
And there is a cost to participate. How much is that?
It is $200. One thing that I do want to note is that if someone is traveling in from outside of Ketchikan, and they are, of course, paying for all their costs to get to Ketchikan and stay there for the night, et cetera, I will waive the fee for the class to help defray those costs. And that's part of the search grant is allowing me to do that because we do want to spread this around to as many communities as possible. But if you're just in Ketchikan and you're doing this for yourself or for a business, it is $200.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I think I gave you the wrong phone number. I want to add 523-3280.
Okay. All right. We'll get that
Sorry
corrected.
About that.
That's okay. And we will post this. We do post these interviews on our website, carebd.org. So I'll be sure to attach the link information to the website as well as the correct phone number as well.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Sarah Lewis with the Cooperative Extension, again, a food preservation workshop coming up, and that gives you the information so you can teach others in your community or just gain that knowledge for yourself.